I'm just about to go into the studio to record my latest audiobook. My wife and I have been listening to audiobooks. We've been listening to audiobooks in the car as a family just to keep our kids off screens because Audible is amazing. And Audible is also the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases and next to listen recommendations to satisfy every type of thriller listener. If you want breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that will enthrall you, even brand new and exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, well, then you want to check out Audible. My wife and I were just raving about this true crime audiobook that we read called Furious Hours. And then I've been raving about this book, Night of the Grizzlies, which I loved. Audio piques the imagination and it brings thrillers to life. And as an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from the entire catalog. Visit audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500. That's audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business and evolving your passions. We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Welcome to the Daily Stoic Podcast, where each day we bring you a passage of ancient wisdom designed to help you find strength, insight, and wisdom in everyday life. Each one of these passages is based on the 2,000-year-old philosophy that has guided some of history's greatest men and women. For more, you can visit us at dailystoic.com.
What we accept and what we must never accept. There is this pesky idea that the Stoics were apathetic, somehow resigned to the status quo politically. It's an idea that's been propagated in countless modern trend pieces, as well as historical attacks on the philosophy. Like a lot of dismissals from people who are looking for an excuse not to have to engage or change, it's just preposterously off base, like laughably so. How can you say that the Stoics just accept the status quo when Cato gave his life trying to restore the Roman Republic, when Thrasea and Agrippinus gave theirs resisting the tyranny of Nero, when George Washington and Thomas Jefferson formed a new nation in a stroke, the boldest advances for liberty and human dignity yet known on earth, largely inspired by the philosophy of Cato and those other Stoics, when Thomas Wentworth Higginson, a translator of Epictetus, led a black regiment of troops in the U.S. Civil War, when Beatrice Webb, the creator of collective bargaining in the nascent workers' movement, was rereading Marcus Aurelius regularly, when countless other activists and politicians and changemakers have turned to Stoicism to steel them through the difficulty of fighting for ideals that mattered. Perhaps it's because people miss that to create real change, one can't be naive, nor can one be sanguine or entitled. Yet they must also deeply believe that an individual can make a difference. Successful activism and political maneuvering requires understanding and strategy as well as realism and hope. It requires acceptance and also a refusal to accept. It was James Baldwin who most brilliantly captured this tension in Notes of a Native Son. He said, "It began to seem that one would have to hold in mind forever two ideas which seemed to be in opposition. The first idea was acceptance, the acceptance totally without rancor of life as it is and men as they are. In light of this idea, it goes without saying that injustice is commonplace." But this did not mean that one could be complacent, for the second idea was of equal power, that one must never in one's own life accept these injustices as commonplace, but one must fight them with all one's strength. So let us forget the small-minded people who reject the philosophy that would help not only make them happier, but help make the world a better place. Instead, let us aim all our energy and effort at that seemingly contradictory idea. Accept life for what it is without even a hint of bitterness, while we do everything we can to improve and change injustice whenever it is within our collective power. Just a reminder, my new book, Courage is Calling, is available for pre-order now. It would mean so much to me if you would support it. If you've gotten anything out of this podcast, anything out of the videos, anything out of my other books, anything out of the Daily Stoic email, this would be the time to help support me. Just go to dailystoic.com/pre-order. There's a bunch of awesome bonuses you can pick up. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music.
Download the Amazon Music app today, or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. There's a lot of things we know would be good for us. Problem is, we don't have time. It's just tougher. I think therapy is like that. We all know that sitting down, talking to someone, really working on our issues will make a difference. So the problem is finding a therapist, driving across town, all of that, right? And that's where Talkspace comes in, today's sponsor. Because by doing everything online, Talkspace has made getting the help you want easier, more accessible, and more affordable. With Talkspace, you can sign up online and get a personalized match with a provider that's right for you, typically within 48 hours. You can have virtual sessions with your licensed therapist from the comfort of your home. And Talkspace is secure and private, using the latest end-to-end grade encryption to store client information and complying with the latest HIPAA regulations. As a listener of this podcast, you'll get $80 off your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com/stoic and enter code SPACE80. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com/stoic and enter promo code SPACE80, that's 80, to get $80 off your first month and show your support for the show. That's Talkspace.com/stoic, promo code SPACE80.